Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, it's time for the Lakeside Drive F1 podcast. Here are your hosts and my supreme leaders, James Baldwin, Campy, and Freya Brolsma.
Friday has happened at the Australian Grand Prix. Free practice 1 and 2 have been done and dusted. And I tell you what, plenty of action both on and off the track. G'day, I'm James Baldwin. I'm doing this pod solo because my co-hosts are out having a great time. And I'm still doing Formula One work because it's important to tell you about just how good today was at the Australian Grand Prix here in Melbourne at Albert Park. Plenty to catch up on in this episode, a Friday review of the Australian Grand Prix. Yes, so much happened today. The on-track action, let's just get that over and done with very, very quickly, because it's very clear that Logan Sargeant isn't really a Formula One driver. Yes, that's right. He's not even driving this weekend now. Alex Albon suffered a huge monumental crash at Turn 6 in Free Practice 1 this morning, so much so damaging that chassis that they don't have a spare chassis because Williams have been plagued with problems for this car. And James Vowles came out and said that it's unacceptable in modern Formula 1 for the Williams team to not have a third chassis available. But anyway, they are where they are. They were almost betting on no big crashes happening. And as a result, Albon had totally damaged his car. And now Logan Sargeant doesn't get to drive. That's what's happened, because James Vowles has made the decision to pull Logan Sargeant out of that car and put Alex Albon in, saying that the midfield battle is so tight, it's important that the team maximise their points. And I tell you what, if that's not a shot in the arm for Alex Albon and really sort of deflationary for Logan Sargeant, I don't know what is. The other big news was Carlos Sainz. Initially, it was Carlos Sainz from a Ferrari point of view, looking absolutely fine in a Ferrari. So any kind of hope for Ollie Bearman to get back into a race seat for Ferrari in Formula 1, that's dashed now, unfortunately, for him. He also didn't have a great time in Formula 2 this weekend either, but it was in the representative FP2 session this afternoon that Max Verstappen was in a Ferrari sandwich with Charles Leclerc ahead of him topping the timing sheets and Carlos Sainz in third. Lance Stroll had a pretty good outing too, and so did Fernando Alonso. Both of those Aston Martins looking good, which was a surprise because, well, Lance Stroll did punt it off into the grass in the last complex coming onto the main straight too. Now, plenty of other action happened as well. And if I channel Freya and Campy, and we caught up for a little bit, it was nice to walk around and see some people, watch some girls on track action with Molly Taylor being interviewed by Estelle Clapham. There's an episode that Freya did with Estelle last year. You can go back and listen to that if that's of interest. But we just soaked in some atmosphere. It was really, really lovely, actually, going down to turn 13 and 14 and being able to see some Formula One cars. That's a really good spot, actually. If you have a GA ticket and you're heading along to Formula One this weekend at the Australian Grand Prix, make sure you look at the back part of the circuit. Turns 2 and 3 are really good too, but going across the other side, you can sort of stand in shade through the afternoon section, with a big section of grandstands blocking the sun. And it is quite sunny. It does get quite warm towards the afternoon. But if you're interested in sunscreen, like I know Izzy is, and shout out to you, Izzy, The La Roche guys and girls are there handing out little freebies too. So plenty of sunscreen floating around, plenty of water stations too. There's plenty of toilets. And interestingly enough, it was actually a at-capacity crowd, some 120,000-odd people. And they're only at that capacity because of a person-to-toilet ratio, which I thought was incredibly interesting to know. So I'm sure Harry the Hirer is and Ken Ards are building more portaloos so they can fit even more people into the circuit for next year. Now, the other vibes going on the track, I was lucky enough to be able to call Porsches again. That happened so far into the evening. There was no sun left on the track. That's how dark it was. And the reason for that is because F2 and F3 both had massive dramas going on. There was an incident with an Alpine Junior in F3 where he absolutely punted on purpose another driver who was warming up his tyres in front of him. And all he suffered was a three-place grid penalty, and not a race ban, which to me is ridiculous. Not only to me, to everyone else that I was around in the commentary box, but also in the F3 paddock. I was hearing some chatter out of there too. And anyway, it's worth going back and having a look at that highlight of F3, but it was incredibly tight towards the front of the grid. Same with F2 as well. Do yourself a favor and go and check those out. If you're not here at the track, it's certainly worth watching because they look and sound great. These new Formula 2 cars, by the way, they need the duck bill spoiler on the back. Some people say, oh, it looks weird. I think it looks fantastic, quite honestly, and they sound phenomenal too. Some great racing to come tomorrow, Saturday, for Formula 2 and Formula 3. But there was just so many good vibes. The place was packed. It was absolutely packed. So make sure you're prepared for a bit of time to spend either queuing up for a tram. There are express trams that go from Gate 1 straight back to Southern Cross Station. They don't stop anywhere apart from obviously lights and stuff, but it goes direct there and the trams aren't going past Gate 1. So every tram that comes along is then turned around immediately at that tram stop and then sent back from the Australian Grand Prix. But we're having fun. We really are having fun. There is so much to do and see outside. Campy remarked to me that there's so many cars around, historic displays. There is the 60 years of Bruce McLaren and the Tasman era display. They also do a driving display too, which I'm lucky enough to call. And seeing some of those beautiful cars, which still exist at McLaren Technology Centre, but these are Australian owners of these cars. They exist here in Australia. The drivers are brilliant. They're very, very excited about their cars and they're willing to share information. They'll even try and shoehorn you into the car if that's your thing too. And it's little things like that. There's little touches about the Australian Grand Prix that just make it so welcoming and so warm. Entertainment is good. I'm going to be biased here and say Track TV is good. It's phenomenal to hear people like Greg Rust, Louise Goodman, and Cam as well on the commentary, just doing an incredible, incredible job keeping us all entertained. But that's it. If you want to get in touch with us, the best place to do that is either send us a DM on Instagram or join the community of Lakeside Drive. Head to our Discord server. Links in the show description or the website. If you want to join our Fantasy League 2, you don't have much time. You can find the code and the link for that on the website. Here's a hint. The code is at the very end of the link. So click on that and that'll take you through to what is a pretty average website at best. But it does get us through. Massive thank you to you for listening to this very short episode, another solo episode for James, not on the podcast. I thought I was going to be doing a solo episode on tonight. If you want to hear my other solo podcast episode that I'm recording immediately after this, way more professional and way more stacks of news slammed into that. That's the Race F1 Briefing, which will be coming out very shortly. But thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the community. It's been a pleasure seeing some of you around the track today. Shout out to you as well. You know who you are, who came up and said hello or waved. And to see Lakeside Drive merchandise out in the wild in Formula One is absolutely wild for us. Take care. We'll speak to you again at the end of Saturday.
Sports Social Podcast Network.